You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
I didn't mean to ignore that last caller asking about Todd Monken, but I think the answer is pretty obvious. If Todd Monken wants to keep interviewing with the Tampa Bay Bucs, Kirby Smart's probably content to let him go. Don't forget, they have Bobo in the wings, and Kirby Smart, I don't think, is over Bobo, yeah. Not Balloon, Bobo. Say, well, if you want to go to the NFL, go to the NFL. There aren't that many college assistant coaches that are worth $3 million a year. Let's continue with Ken from Wetumpka. Hello, Ken.
Hey, Paul. How are we doing today?
We are doing great. Thank you for calling.
Listen, Paul, I want to pick your brain about something for a minute here. We got Kevin Steele as a defense coordinator now. If we hired, say for instance, we hired Jeremy Steele as a analyst, and then he ends up taking Kevin Steele's place after the NCAA stuff is over, could we do that?
Well, sure. And by the way, I think what you said, Ken, is very likely to happen. I think there's a reasonably good chance Jeremy Pruitt is going to end up in the analyst room for Alabama.
Yes, sir. Well, that was my question, Paul, because I didn't know if he could come on board and then wait until, you know, the NCAA did their sanctions or whatever, and then Jeremy Pruitt could take over from that point.
Well, first of all, Kevin Steele is an outstanding coordinator, and really even more important than that.
Yeah.
I think what people don't completely understand is the relationship between Steele and Saban. They're similar in age, not the same age, but I mean they're in the same demo. And Saban respects Kevin Steele. He listens to Kevin Steele, and you know, he wasn't going to listen to a 35 or 40-year-old Pete Golding. He will listen to Kevin Steele, and I think he needs that. I think all people, no matter whether they're the greatest coach of all time or not, need someone that they can confide in and talk to. And I think that's a great move for Kevin Steele and for Nick Saban. There's more controversy, frankly, over the other hire. I've talked to a couple of people that really liked the Tommy Rees hire. I've talked to some other people that have compared it to the Major Applewhite hire. So, I mean, I don't really know. There's mixed opinions on that. Let's check out Hunter, who is up next. Good afternoon, Hunter.
Hey, Mr. Feinbaum, how are you today?
We're doing well. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to touch base on the recent hires with Alabama football. I think Tommy Rees will actually, from what I read up on 247 Sports, he has a pretty good running game, and with a stable of running backs, I think that could be what gets Alabama back to the old school ground and pound football.
Right.
Which I think is that's what I would love to see Alabama go back to, along with Kevin Steele. You know, I think Kevin Steele would actually help bring back that luster from the early 2010s back in the height of the program.
Well, I think you may be right about that. I think the key is, you know, can you go back in today's world of college football? Does it make sense to return to what you used to do and are comfortable? I, It makes perfect sense on one level, but what are you trying? What are you trying to do, though? I guess ultimately is the question, because right now in the SEC, you're trying to maintain your position in the West, and you're trying to keep up with Georgia, and there are a lot of different ways to do it. Is this the best way? Thank you for the call. Let's check in with Susie in Atlanta. Hello, Susie.
Hi, Paul.
Hi there.
How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you.
I am calling because I respectfully have to correct something you said earlier today about Jalen Hurts not graduating from Alabama. Did I hear you right?
I said he graduated from Alabama.
Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood you. I thought you said he left Alabama and graduated from Oklahoma.
Well, let me say in fairness to you, it could have been a very, very quick run-on sentence where you could have misunderstood what I said. But, I said he left for Alabama. I think I said he left for Georgia but had graduated from Alabama. But it doesn't matter. I think we both agree he graduated from Alabama.
Right. And, on social media, Paul, there is so much back and forth about who's claiming Jalen Hurts, Oklahoma or Alabama, and can't we all just love Jalen Hurts?
No.
Why does Alabama have to?
It has to be a war between. Hey, first of all, I think Alabama ought to say to Oklahoma, listen, you've got nothing else really to claim right now. If you want Jalen Hurts, you have him.
Well, and can I just comment on one other thing?
Yes.
There are three people that I will change the channel for when they call in. Iman, Daryl, and Jim from Tuscaloosa. But I have to say, Iman is so obsessed with hating Nick Saban in Alabama, I really think he should consider getting some professional help.
Susie, I agree with you. We replayed a call that Iman had from last week a few minutes ago, and when you're talking to someone, you're maybe not paying as much attention as I did listening back, and it was fairly sad. Randy, did you agree? It was to the point of being showing a level of illness. Yes.
I agree.
I have to agree, and I don't know. You're in Alabama. You're in Atlanta? I see. He lives in the Montgomery area. Between the two of us, maybe we can get a good recommendation for a wellness expert.
I'd be happy to help. I feel sorry for him.
Yeah, I do too. If there are any psychiatrists or psychologists in the central Alabama area. If he comes and sits in your easy chair or on your couch, just be prepared for a 45-minute diatribe on Nick Saban.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you very much. Yeah, really sad. I bet we could offer some counseling here. Do you think we'd get somebody to call in? Get Iman to call in? Wouldn't that be easier? Can you do virtual psychological counseling now with the way of the world? Yeah, I assume there is. I mean, I prefer to go see my shrink every Friday at 1 o'clock. But you're welcome to go on an app. Angie is up next. Hello, Angie.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Hey, I was calling regarding just a comment on, Nick Saban or other coaches in the NIL. I don't know how Saban has the energy to coach when you're recruiting off the transfer portal, recruiting from high school, and then recruiting your own players that you already have so they don't jump into the transfer portal. I just find that all these kids are wanting money, which is fine, but there's no accountability. At some point, if you want to be like a professional athlete, I don't know why they don't treat them like one to sign a contract and say, well, hey, yeah, we can give you this money, but then you're ours for 4 years. I just don't understand how these kids, kind of like getting drafted in the NFL in the first round, you're getting all this money and you're not really proven yourself yet. At some point, do you think that something will have to change just because of the money, or coaches will say, you know what, I'm not giving you this money because, one, you're not proven, and it just seems so greedy. And, of course, a lot of the athletes don't want a college education, but they are getting paid through tuition, room and board, which I know my son would love to have for college, but he's not an athlete.
Yeah, no, you're right. Angie, I'll repeat what many others have said. The NIL model is completely broken, and it's not sustainable. So there'll come a point when unknown, but it will happen. This whole thing is going to blow up. And until then, you have to deal with it. And that's really, that's the reality. And all the people like Jim Boeheim and others, Nick Saban was part of that last year, who want to talk about the, you know, what's going on. I mean, everybody knows what's going on. No one in the coaching world is surprised by anything that happens. It's just a matter of how you want to appeal to the public. Your own level of naivety, as if to say, it doesn't happen here, it happens everywhere. We'll be right back. More of your phone calls right after this.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back here on a Monday. Andy Staples joining us a little bit later on. Kaylee is up next. Hey, Kaylee. Good afternoon.
Hey.
Hi there.
I have a six-year-old. His dad is an Alabama fan. I'm a Georgia fan. He favors Georgia. And he's a big fan of yours. And he wants to know, what do you think the chances are of Georgia returning to the national championship and winning this year?
Okay, so boy, I got to think about this for a second, Kaylee. You've got an Alabama and a Georgia family. You live in Alabama?
Do what now?
Do you live in Alabama?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's your son's name?
Grayson.
Grayson, I like that name. You like that? That's good. That's a really cool name.
He was named after Grayson Lambert, actually.
Oh, okay. I would tell young Grayson that the odds of Georgia getting back to the championship game are, I'm going to guarantee it right now, it's going to happen.
Okay.
So I think he's in for, you're the Georgia fan, right?
Right.
Yeah, tell your husband he could be in for a long year.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking, but... he just wanted to hear it from you. He says that you know it all. So
well,
he said, let's just call Paul and find out. And
you know what, Kaylee? I don't. Grayson might be the smartest 6-year-old I've ever heard of.
He is pretty smart. He's one day hoping to be a quarterback himself. So.
Oh, wow. Well, hey, listen, I really appreciate your call. And you tell Grayson hello for me.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a smart kid. I mean, I don't want to, without having met him, I'd prefer to meet him, but I think Grayson could be at the genius level, don't you?
At least.
I mean, is there something beyond genius? I'll have to think about that. Yeah, we have a caller that's beyond that. Ricky is up next. Ricky.
Good afternoon, Paul. How are you?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Hey, I am a lifelong Alabama fan and a Bama graduate of 1997, and I had a Coach Paul Bear Bryant story I wanted to share. I apologize for being a couple of weeks late with that.
That's okay.
My roommate at the University of Alabama made the football team as a walk-on under Coach Bryant, and the way he made the team is the story I wanted to tell. They had a tryout for all walk-ons, a set number of days, and he went to try out. And one day prior to the tryout being over at the end of practice, Coach Bryant called all the people that were trying out together and said, hey, I appreciate all of you having an interest in playing football at the University of Alabama, but I wanted to share with you that none of you have made it. Mm. Thank you for your time and thank you for your effort, but none of you have made it. If you would like to stay on and practice this last day with us, you can, but just wanted to let you know today that none of you made the team. And so my roommate and one other guy stayed in practice the next day, and after practice, he called him in and said, I really just wanted to see who the walk-on tryouts really wanted to play football. You guys are both on the team.
Whoa, that's a great story.
Yes, that is, sir. Fantastic. Thank you. Just wanted to share that with you.
Wow, that is a cool story. That's, it's there's so many of those stories about revealing character when no one's looking. There's an endless number of them, but that might be one of the best I've heard. Thank you very much. Let's check in with Mike, with Mitch up next. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Paul. I was just wondering if the NIL money could be used to hire coaches, you know, to be combined in with a coach's salary, or does that come from the state or whatever?
Yeah, I think that would be a violation. Not that anyone would know or care, but it probably would be.
Okay. Well, thanks for answering my question.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, the schools have enough money, really, without...
The coaches ain't hurt.
Yeah, I mean, these coaches now are... They're making a couple of million a year, which is just ridiculous. I mean, not ridiculous to me. I mean, that doesn't matter to me what they're paid. It's just ridiculous in terms of where things have gone. Because it used to be, I'll never forget, was it 22 years ago, I think, Steve Spurrier and Bobby Bowden became the first million-dollar-a-year coaches. And now we are talking $12 million. For the head coach and $2 or $3 million for the assistant coach, the coordinators, I should say. Will is in Birmingham. Hello, Will.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, well, I heard several callers ago one of your callers make a reference to Tom Brady to support the fact that he thought Nick Saban was in no trouble as far as winning football games.
Right.
And I wanted to talk about Tom Brady, but I wanted to go in a bit of a different direction. And you may think the same, many regard Tom Brady as the greatest of all time to play his position. And I'm not sure how accurate of an analogy this may be, but many consider Nick Saban to be the best coach in college football history. And we just saw Tom Brady probably make the worst decision of his football career when he decided to come back and play this past year. I mean, you could tell, obviously, physically, he was probably emotionally just drained from his family issues, but physically, you could tell, like, he had slimmed down, and on the field, he was basically a shell of himself. Now, I'm not saying that Nick Saban is going to be any less physically fit or anything like that. Like, we know how old he is. But I think the circumstances of the SEC West make it really interesting going into this year. Nick Saban has probably more questions regarding his roster for this football season than I could remember in recent history. And we just saw LSU go to the SEC title game this past season in Brian Kelly's first year. So, Paul, I mean, I don't know what you think about this, but, I mean, are we getting to a point where we're asking the question of when Nick Saban should decide to hang it up and walk away?
It's a great question. And, first of all, Nick Saban at this point is still in that position where he is going to get the benefit of the doubt. The easiest thing for an analyst to say is, I wouldn't bet against him. I heard that when they met Georgia for the national championship a year ago. And had you bet against him, you would have won. I heard it this past season. So by no means can you rule him out. I think the thing you have to think about is this moment in time. I've had friends of Nick Saban tell me today, hey, you just watch. This is going to be a different Alabama team. They're going to be more of a power running team. It's going to toughen the defense. They won't be as undisciplined, 15, 17 penalties. They'll be a tougher team to beat. That's one hand. But he is trying something totally different. And for the first time since 2014, 15, he really doesn't know who his quarterback is going to be. That's a big problem. And I've also heard this about Nick Saban from somebody close to him today. Hey, you have no idea how possessed he is right now. Well, let me ask you a question. I'll ask it myself, Will. What made Nick Saban so good when his reign of terror began at Alabama? It was his ability, but I also think it was the fear factor. You lost the game before it started. That's not the case anymore.
And that's what I'm trying to say. Like, I don't know if you have this feeling or not, but right now it feels almost like this year's team like has to win, or I mean, you know, the Alabama fan base.
Yeah.
Like, if it
no,
they
I think
turn
you're
in
right.
Another,
and because if they don't win this year, that means you really starting to develop a long gap, and suddenly we start. Until May, and I don't even know if we're doing it yet, but for almost the entire tenure of Nick Saban, once he won the first title, the expectations have been he'll win it again. And when they don't win a title, it's considered a bad year. Last year, it almost seems like, well, you start to hear people lower the expectations a little bit. Now, if you ask me, would I bet on Nick Saban winning another title at Alabama? I probably would, because I don't know if that means I'm being objective or I'm accustomed to that. So I don't think we really know yet. We're digesting, we're dissecting these two hires. I don't know. I didn't know what to make out of Pete Golding when he was hired. At least I know Kevin Steele. I know he's a really good coach. The other guy, I know what his reputation is, but I have no earthly idea. Hey, thanks for the call. We are heading to a break. More of your phone calls. Andy Staples a little bit later on. We're coming right back.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back. And Rocky is up next. What do you got, Rock?
Well, there's a strategic way to look at what Saban did with the hire of Mr. Reese.
Okay.
and that is he coached with Brian Kelly for years at Notre Dame, right?
Well, he played for him and coached for him, sure.
Yeah, exactly. So he knows a little bit about he probably knows how to beat Brian Kelly.
Probably is the key word there.
He would know his weaknesses.
Yeah, I would say so. By the way, Nick Saban should know his weaknesses. He beat him like a drum twice when he was at Notre Dame.
Well, that's very true too. But anyway, getting back to the Bama thing, there's no, you know, when Saban got there, I loved his opening speech. It's not there anymore. Nobody hates to play us anymore. It's almost like we're going to have a party when the game's over.
Well, listen, I will tell you, the team that Georgia least wanted to play last year at the end of the season was Alabama. Nobody wants to play Alabama. I strongly disagree with that take. It's funny to make fun of Alabama, but they are still, if Georgia is 1A, Alabama is 1B. They have not fallen very far. And I think it's easy to write Nick Saban off at this point, but I would do it at your own risk. Now, are there some signs of trouble? You better believe there are. We talked about them all year. Bringing two new coordinators in doesn't fix the problem immediately. There's always Saban has done it many times, and with success. But there's always a risk that maybe you made. Anytime you hire someone, it doesn't matter where it is, you run a risk. I don't know what the percentage of successful hires is in America, but it's not that great based on corporate America, based on athletics. It's a very difficult thing to get it right, even when you're the greatest of all time. Let's check out Claiborne next in Georgia. Claiborne, you are on the air. Clayton, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Clayton.
Hello.
Hey.
What do you think, how many championships do you think Coach Kirby Smart will win in his life?
Woo. What do you think? It depends on how long he coaches
there.
It will be a few. He's working on his third.
Yeah.
I think he could get to six. What about you?
Can you?
I didn't say he could. I said, I think he could. Here's the one thing we don't know. What happens when we go to a 12-team playoff? It's going to change everything in college football. I think it makes it more difficult because you have to play more games. So that's the hardest part. But I think Kirby Smart can win. The number could be very high if he stays at Georgia and continues. Clayton, what do you think? If you had to give me a number, what would it be?
I think at least six.
Yeah, I Randy, what about you?
That's about right.
Six. Let's agree on six. So here's what's interesting though. What if he wins six in a 12-year period?
That'd be crazy.
Yeah. Who would you say was the greatest coach of all time in college football then?
Kirby Smart.
So we better should. I mean, I've already done this once in my career. I proclaimed somebody the greatest of all time. Now I proclaimed a second person the greatest of all time. Do I have to hang around and proclaim Kirby Smart the greatest of all time?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it. I will commit. I want to be there when he wins his sixth. Bert is up next. It'll be in about 5 years. Bert is in Kentucky. Hey, at the rate he's going. Bert, go right ahead.
Thanks for taking my call, Paul.
Thank you.
I just want to share a little story about, I heard Dan Issel.
Yes.
His sophomore year at Kentucky, Adolph stopped practice, brought all his players together, and said, "Let me introduce you to this sophomore, Dan Issel. He will be the leading scorer in the history of Kentucky basketball by the time he graduates." He wanted to make that perfectly clear. And my next part is, I just want to thank you for several years ago when Muhammad Ali passed away. you had a tremendous show on and touched on the fact that he was not only a champion boxer, but a champion for many, many people in Kentucky, in America, and around the world. He was a great leader, and up until his death, he championed, he fought Parkinson's, and he was a great hero. That's really all I want to say, and thank you for your show, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, I think you could argue Muhammad Ali was the most influential figure in the history of sports. I mean, there's others in that category, but I think he would win the contest. Thank you very, very much. Blade is calling next. Good afternoon, Blade.
Good afternoon, Mr. Feinbaum. How are you today?
We are doing great.
First time calling into any show. I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you.
I want to talk about two things that you spoke on recently. I enjoy your show all the time. The first one is the guy that called in and said that Alabama should go back to the ground and pound. I find that you're going back in history. The game has surpassed that so far. Now, it's opened up. Lane Kiffin came to Alabama, and you had to keep up with Alabama. You got to incorporate both sides of this, the old history and the new history, if you're going to keep up with college football now. That's like going back to getting an NBA team that only shoots twos, and the three-point play is so far in the future now.
Right, right.
You can't go back. You can't go back to ground and pound and keep up with these teams like we did at Tennessee. Had we not had one of the greatest quarterbacks you ever seen, we were behind 28 and came back.
Blade, I'm glad you pointed that out, because I've had a few people today mention, "Hey, Alabama's going to be more disciplined. They're going to be more physical." But it really that may work against some teams, but that is not going to work against everyone nowadays. There's a reason why Nick Saban made that shift in 2014. He was losing big games.
That's correct. And the second thing I want to talk to you about is the NIL and people being offended with how far it's advanced. NIL has been around since the beginning of sports. They just gave it a name. This thing has been trickled down, the Ronald Reagan trickle-down effect, and it's just now trickling to other people now, not where it's been. There's so much money out there. We're not even talking about a guy being a millionaire now. We're talking about guys being trillionaires. This kind of money is out there. Why shouldn't these kids get the money? Michigan came out with the Fab Five and changed the world. They got big shorts, black socks, black tennis shoes. Those boys made no money. They couldn't. They were poor, but the people around them were sweeping in like it had always been, just raking in the cash and keeping it where it was and getting these guys pennies. But now the wealth is being shared, and people are offended. If the money's out there, why shouldn't the people that are creating the wealth get a piece of it, a nice chunk of it, like what's going on now? These guys that are offended need to go back to their time. It's not going to be that way anymore. Well, y'all are all getting used to getting what you want and not giving anybody any of it. It's to be spread now. This is America. It's opened up. It's just the things that are out now. You can't put the horse back in the barn with this NIL.
Blade, truer words have never been spoken, and that's why Congress is really blowing a lot of hot air. It's not going to happen. Well said. Quick break. More to come right after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And we are back here on a Monday. Charles is up next in Houston. Hey, Charles.
Hey, how you doing, Paul? First-time caller. I like your show. I have a lot of respect for you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I am at the point to where I am tired of hearing people saying that Nick Saban is washed up. Nick Saban, it's over. It's not. Just because he's had a couple bad years, and we know that, he is still the greatest coach. He knows how to come back. And everyone is going to see it this year. He's done a lot of good things for Alabama, and we know this. Think about where Alabama was before Nick Saban ever came to Alabama. That's just like you'll hear broadcasters. They'll ask him, when do you plan on retiring? He'll let people know when he's ready to retire. They need to get off of that. He is a great coach. We had a couple bad years, but he will come back. And people are talking about Georgia. Georgia had a couple good years. Yeah, they had a couple good years because they had a great quarterback. But what are they going to do this year? Well, we're going to find out just how good or bad they're going to be. What is your thoughts?
Well, Charles, let me make it clear. The bad years you're talking about at Alabama consist of a second place and a fifth place finish. And it's more than anything, it's just a standard at Alabama. And that's what Nick Saban has put. I mean, it's a standard that exceeds Paul Bryant, and he was considered the greatest coach as well. Georgia has had more than a great quarterback. Georgia had a walk-on quarterback who emerged as someone who was very, very good in the clutch. But Georgia also had the best defense 2 years in a row, and that played a critical role in their domination. Dr. Price is up next. How are you, sir?
Hey.
Dr. Price, go right ahead.
Well, you remember I called you
yes,
and told you how old I was.
I remember it.
Hard to believe, but I wanted to ask you what specialty your wife practiced medicine in.
She is in, thank you for asking, she's in internal medicine.
I see. Well, you know, I hope she enjoys as much as I did. If I'd have had the money, I'd have paid them to let me practice. I enjoyed it that much. And I have a few little stories to tell you if you have time.
Yes, sir.
If you don't, well, cut
no,
me
we,
off,
we
okay?
Do. We have plenty of time.
Well, about 15 years ago, Alabama came to Baton Rouge to play, and Saban was the coach, and my wife and I were attending every home game then, and this fella came up in the stands, and it was obvious he was an Alabama fan. He was, you know, spouting off about how bad they were going to beat us, and he had a huge box of Tide with a paper roll of paper over it, Roll Tide.
Right.
And we had fun with him the whole game. And
big dogs.
Beg pardon?
Yeah, were there two of them or one of them?
Just one.
Okay, there
one
used to be two. Okay.
And he had the biggest box of Tide on that stick I ever saw. But anyway, at the end, well, we were fortunate enough to pull ahead. And there was just a minute or two left. And he got up and he left. And as he left, well, I was yelling at him, don't leave, don't leave. They'll come back, they'll come back. You know, really goating him. And then as it turned out, we went into a prevent defense.
Oh, yeah.
And they won the game. and I sure was glad he wasn't there.
Yeah, I believe I was down. I was that was 2012, I believe. I remember being on the sidelines as T.J. Yelding ran right past me for that winning score. That's a great story. There used to be two guys from Scottsboro, Alabama. They called them the Big Dogs. I got to know both, and they were the guys that you would always see on TV with the Tide. It was a big Tide box and then a toilet paper on top of the Tide box.
I see.
And they were dressed up in pretty much what I would call clown outfits. I mean, they were dressed head to toe.
Yes. You know, when you had Di on one time, he was talking about he and Coach from Alabama, and he said, "Well, you know, that fella is really country," and Dye said, "Well, you know, ain't anybody any more country than you and I." Well, I'll tell you this story where I came from. They opened up the first cafe after World War II, and a fella came in and said, the fella asked and said, "What can I do for you?" And he said, "Well, give me two eggs." And he said, "Well, how do you like them?" And he said, "Man, I like them."
Hey, Dr. Price, I can't tell you what a pleasure it is to hear from you and how much we enjoyed the previous call. So you continue to stay in good health, and we will talk to you again very soon. Dr. Price, 96 years old. I like my eggs. And we will be right back with more of yours after this.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.